Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Hello again, friends, and happy weekend. Welcome to the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got big bands and singers, some jazz, some swing, some ballads, and also none of the above. And that'll be our theme today, comedy records in the spotlight. And right around this time every year, we like to break out the novelty records and have a good laugh. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we have the most popular records from the second weekend of August in 1936. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the countdown with the 15 most popular songs on your hit parade from this weekend in 1936. And we kick it off at number 15 with the Johnny Green Orchestra, Rendezvous with a Dream.
Record number 15 this weekend in 1936, Johnny Green and his orchestra and Rendezvous with a Dream. It would reach number 5, making it the 7th and final top 10 for the 27-year-old Green, the composer of Body and Soul, Out of Nowhere, I Cover the Waterfront, and the former arranger and conductor for Paramount Pictures. He'd returned to Hollywood and worked there for a number of years. His vocalist on Rendezvous with a Dream was Marjorie Logan.
It's August of 1936 on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the population of the USA was 128 million.
The President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt, the Vice President John Garner. Although that could change in November, this is an election year. And back on June 12th, the Republicans nominate Kansas Governor Alf Landon as their nominee. Frank Knox gets the second spot on the ticket. The GOP platform is critical of the president and his New Deal programs, saying his administration has usurped the powers of Congress and flouted the Supreme Court.
The danger to America in such a ghastly hoax is that when the people have been fooled by the cry of wolf, wolf, when there is no wolf, they are apt to think that every leader is just another foolish shepherd boy, and every emergency is unreal. We Americans like straight shooters. We don't need to be fooled or duped into making sacrifices for our country. In the heart of every American lives the spirit of Decatur's famous toast, our country. In her intercourse with foreign nations, may she always be right, but our country, right or wrong.
Of course, the Democrats nominated FDR for a second term.
And America will not forget these recent years, will not forget that the rescue was not a mere party task. It was the concern of all of us. In our strength, we rose together, rallied our energies together, applied the old rules of common sense, and together survived.
Well, one man not in the president's corner this time around is radio priest Father Charles Coughlin. In Buffalo earlier this week, he apologized for backing FDR and wishes now he had never coined the phrase Roosevelt or ruin during the 1932 campaign, as Coughlin has renewed his attack on the New Deal. He's also not thrilled with the Republicans, saying the party is bending the knee to William Randolph Hearst accepting his candidate, Landon, for president. Well, you can debate the situation among yourselves. We're heading back to the countdown now. Number 14 on the hit parade is Stompin' at the Savoy. Here's Chick Webb. number 14 on your hit parade this weekend, 1936, Stompin' at the Savoy. Chick Webb has re-released his 1934 recording of it. Now, Benny Goodman's also released a new version, but we've got the Goodman Band three times on our chart this week, so I opted for the original by its composer, 31-year-old Chick Webb out of Baltimore, who may have the hottest jazz band in the country. As swing is the thing here in 1936. Now, the ballads are still big sellers, of course, and that's what we have at number 13. Tommy Dorsey and the Orchestra with Jack Leonard. No Regrets.
Somebody new looks good to you. No regrets, sweetheart, no matter what you say or do. I know our love will linger when the other love forgets. So I'll say goodbye with no regrets.
Lucky number 13 this week in 36, Tommy Dorsey and No Regrets. That'll reach number 4, making it the ninth top 10 of the year for the 34-year-old sentimental gentleman of swing. And it featured his popular boy singer, 21-year-old Jack Leonard.
Well, there's one thing. I've got one of the best managers in Hollywood, and that means a lot. Oh, but the rules he's laid down for me.
Gee, what do you mean, rules?
Well, you'd think I was going into training for the Olympics. I've got to lose 5 pounds. I've got to take lessons in singing and diction. And, of course, my complexion's got to be perfect. I've got to be more careful than ever not to get little blemishes or enlarged pores and what they call cosmetic skin. Thank goodness I know enough to use Lux toilet soap regularly, the way everybody around here does.
9 out of 10 beautiful Hollywood screen stars use Lux toilet soap and have for years. Here's what the famous Claudette Colbert has to say. When I tell people how simple my complexion care is, they always seem surprised. I use cosmetics, of course, but I always use Lux toilet soap to guard against cosmetic skin. It's easy to keep skin lovely my way.
Well, we're all scrubbed up. Let's get back to the countdown now. The first of three from Fats Waller today. At number 12, Let's Sing Again.
Thank you. let's sing again. There's music in your heart, but you must do your part. Let's sing again, yes, sir. I'm happy when
somebody sings to me a simple melody. Let's sing again, yes, yes.
Without a song to sing, what is there to cling to? I wouldn't mean a thing, no, 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 without someone to sing to, la-dee-ah. Though now and then, la-dee-ah, the world may seem so blue to you, a song will see you through you. Let's sing again, yes, 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 sing. Oh, he's got a clarinet voice. Yes, yes. All right, sing on, brothers. Ah, this is the slicing trombones. Yeah. Ah,
so now and then, the world may seem so blue, a song will see you through. Let's sing again, yes, yes, yes. La, 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 let's sing again.
32-year-old Thomas Fats Waller from New York City, Let's Sing Again. That's at number 12 this week. It would reach number 4. That's his fifth straight top 10. And amazingly, he'll have another 14 in a row by next spring. Fats Waller and his rhythm, as it was listed on the record label. One of the hits from August of 1936, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've gotten out the comedy records. And many of the selections today were playing for the very first time, or we haven't heard them in quite a while. Now, the performers are regulars on our comedy shows, and that includes the one who leads off. It's Stan Freberg, having a little fun with the Lawrence Welk Show, and Wonderful, Wonderful!
Once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lent.
Lant.
An appropriate number. One and two and...
Thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be a couple of miles from where Disneyland is? Oh, well, nevertheless, you guys and gals,
what is that noise there? Oh, it's the bubble machine. Turn off. Just a moment. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on the way to the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
I'm sorry that number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills, then.
Good. One, and two, and...
Bye.
Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry... thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and...
uptown from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing, please.
Please, lend your little ears to my queen.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is going to sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet. Even in shadows.
Hold it! Somebody stop the bubble machine! The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now, I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks, just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out, and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles, I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help.
Stan Freberg with a spoof of the Lawrence Welk Show and Wonderful, Wonderful. He was backed up by the Billy May Orchestra, and that made the charts in 1957, even though they had to split it up and put it on both sides of the 45. So you heard sides a one and a two. And a couple of members of the Welk TV show cast helped out on that recording, most notably Chuck Schrauder and the Lemon Sisters. On the accordion was Billy Liebert, and then a couple from Freberg's troupe. Peggy Taylor played the Champagne Lady. And also Dawes Butler, who was best known as the voice of a lot of Hanna-Barbera's cartoon characters, including Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound. Now, when you think of Vaughn Monroe, you think of smooth, laid-back, very musical. But during their concerts, the group would break character and add some comic relief. And stepping to the microphone for a novelty number would be Ziggy Talent. Here they do the Maharaja of Magadore.
There's a rich Maharaja
of Magador, who had 10,000 camels and maybe more. He had rubies and pearls and the loveliest girls, but he didn't know how to do the rumba. He could afford a big reward, so to his people one day he said, which means, take my rubies and take my pearls, take my camels and take my girls. Rumba lessons I wanted for the rich Maharaja of Magador. Ah! So a slick little chick answered, that's for me, to the ad he had placed in Variety. When she saw his expense, she could tell at a glance that he'd never learn how to do the rumba. He had his wealth, he had his health, so he looked in her eyes and said, ah-ha! Take my rubies and take my pearls, take my camels, I'll keep my girls. From now on you'll be working for the rich Maharaja of Magador. He was anxious to learn, so she taught him right. But she taught him the thrill of a moonlight night. He discovered the bliss of a half-promised kiss, but he never learned how to do the rumba. And on the day she went away, you could hear all the people say, she took his rubies and took his pearls, took his camels and all his girls, took his money and what is more, she made the rich Maharaja the poor Maharaja of Magador.
With a voice like that, you had to have a name like Ziggy Talent, Zygmunt Talent, out of Manchester, New Hampshire. Usually, he played tenor sax for the Vaughn Monroe Orchestra, and he sang the band's novelty numbers, including the Maharaja of Magador. That made the top 20 in 1948. We have comedy records in the showcase today, and it's mandatory to play some Spike Jonze.
In Chicago, in a department store, behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses. How bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago, in a department store, behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop. I bet she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told her, I never work there anymore.
A yolk, a yolk. She said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin. He'll never work there anymore.
Department store, behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted, and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted. She asked how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
You'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar. That's what she said, and I nectar her. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
From 1952, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, and I'll Never Work There Anymore. On the vocals, George Rock, the little kid, Ole Svensson, Dick Morgan, and the Mellow Men, including the bass of Thurl Ravenscroft, the voice of Tony the Tiger. We're a laughing stock today. No, wait, that's we're stocked up on laughter. Yeah, that's what it is. On this Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've turned the calendar back 90 years to the second week of August in 1936. And this weekend the weather's pretty nice across much of the USA. Near normal temperatures and no tropical storms like we had last weekend, a hurricane blew itself out over Alabama, leaving in its wake a death toll of 9 and property damage of more than $100,000. Northwest Florida bore the brunt of the storm. It was sweltering hot in the early part of the summer. A major heat wave struck North America in June. Record high temperatures were set and thousands died. It continued into mid-July with Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana all setting new state records for high temperatures. In the town of Mio in northern Michigan, the mercury soared to 112. In transportation news, May 12th, the Santa Fe Railroad inaugurates the all-Pullman Super Chief passenger train between Chicago and Los Angeles. On June 1st, the Queen Mary arrived in New York City amid much fanfare on its maiden voyage. Then in New York City on July 11th, the Triborough Bridge opened to traffic. And back to the countdown from your hit parade this weekend in 1936. Song number 11, When I'm With You. Here's the Hal Kemp Orchestra.
Lover's lane, when I'm with you, I can see the sun, though we're out in the rain, when I'm with you. To lose you would be tragic. Here is my heart unfurled. You have that certain magic. Why, you're the seven wonders of the world. Noah's on the ground, but the leaves are on the trees when I'm with you. Flowers sing a love song, there's music in the breeze when I'm with you. Please let me make this confession. You're my magnificent obsession. The world is all in rhyme, lovely one, when I'm with you. Thank you.
Hal Kemp has been making hit records since 1930, but he hasn't reached number one until this year. That one will be his second, When I'm With You, at number 11 on your hit parade this week in 1936, on its way up to number one, with his popular singer Skinny Ennis. We're using your hit parade for our countdown today because there's no real organization among the charts, especially from like Billboard magazine, as there will be as we get to the early 40s. The record labels release their best-selling rankings, and there's other miscellaneous sources, but your hit parade is the most reliable here in August of 36. One of those various charts has Fats Waller at number one this weekend, but we've got him at number 10. It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
It's a Sin to Tell a Lie, song number 10 on your hit parade this weekend. That was Fats Waller and his rhythm. Herman Autry the trumpeter, reeds by Gene Cedric, Al Casey guitar, Charlie Turner bass, Yank Porter on drums. Also today, comedy is on our plate. And how about some vintage talk show fun? Here's Joan Rivers with Dick Cavett.
Can't you be happy just sitting in your apartment and reading a quiet book?
Or I could be happy lying down anywhere.
Redecorating or anything? That.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could. Well, actually, I've been painting. My favorite hobby is never getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Yes, which I think most anybody. You lie in bed with candy, and that's it. But I've been doing the apartment over, so there's no rest for the weary, Dick, this summer.
Can I use that?
You can use that.
Yeah.
And I've been painting.
You've been actually doing the whole thing, the paper,
yes.
The wallpaper?
Yes, yes. Well, I painted because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not aware of this. But,
no, I don't know about economics of housekeeping.
Yeah.
I didn't take home ec.
Well,
I did, but I don't mention it.
But I got a painter in, and... I don't, it's strange. Like, my mother used to do all this, and you never think as a child that one day you're going to be an adult and do it. And the guy looked nice. He was wearing, you know, overalls. It said Sweet Or. And he looked like a painter. He had one ear. You know, I figured, okay. And, his name was Mr. Lieberman, so I figured, great, I'll appeal to him on an ethnic level. So I said, you know, Mr. Lieberman, I'm Jewish. And he said, you know, I'm German. So, yeah, exactly. So we had a little trouble, and I wanted to do which, again, it's like this color. It's like a very soft beigey yellow, my living room. I thought it would be very stunning.
Yeah.
And I said, have you ever seen the desert at dawn, Mr. Lieberman? And he said, only with Rommel. So,
very sinister.
Makes you wonder where he was in 41.
Yes.
So I gave him a piece of my hair, and I said, match this. And I went out to lunch, and when I came back, my entire living room was bright yellow with a black ceiling, which I thought was...
From September 16th, 1969, Joan Rivers on The Dick Cavett Show. And making it on our comedy show today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the second weekend of August, 1936. And coming in at number 9 on your hit parade is Connie Boswell.
It happened on the beach at Ballybally. I found him dreaming on the golden sands. It happened on the beach at Ballybally. It wasn't long till we were holding hands. While we strolled along the beach together, we kissed and then he promised to be mine. You could have knocked me over with a feather when he told me that he came from Caroline. The day I sailed across the ocean to find romance across the sea, I never had the slightest notion I'd meet the boy who used to live next door to me. Now we own a cottage in the valley, a little something that is his and mine. It happened on the beach of Ballybally and ended up way down in Caroline.
Boswell's sisters broke up the act earlier this year, and now Connie's gone solo. That was On the Beach at Ballybally, number 9 this week, for the 28-year-old from Kansas City. It would reach number 3, making it her second top 10. She had a solo hit back in 1932 with Say It Isn't So. Well, let's head to Broadway now and see what's playing on stage this weekend in the summer of 36. Now, you didn't have to be in New York to necessarily see the best plays. The Federal Theater Project was very active in large and small cities across the country. And with so many of the best performers now living in California, a lot of the West Coast productions had the top names. And in general, the 35-36 season earned high acclaim. And despite the heat wave in late spring and early summer, it was a profitable season. Now, if you happen to be in New York City this weekend, some of the shows that are running include Mulatto with Stuart Beebe. Dead End has Joseph Dowling and Billy Halep. Comedies include Idiot's Delight with Lynn Fontaine, Alfred Lunt, and Sidney Greenstreet. Pre-Honeymoon has Clyde Fillmore playing a senator engaged to Jesse Royce Landis, but having one last fling with Marjorie Peterson. Now for musicals, first we're going to go to Moscow, where on May the 2nd, the debut of Peter and the Wolf from Sergei Prokofiev, a new musical symphony for children. Prokofiev thought he had a flop on his hands. He called opening night inauspicious at best. Well, back to Broadway, there's New Faces of 1936, a review with Imogene Coca, Charles Kemper, and Van Johnson. And On Your Toes has Ray Bolger, Doris Carson, and Monty Woolley. The music is by Rodgers and Hart, and one of the songs is at number 8 on the chart this week. There's a Small Hotel. Once again, the Hal Kemp Band. Two-year-old Hal Kemp from Marion, Alabama. There's a Small Hotel. Number 8 this week in 1936, a record that was his first number 1 earlier this year. And his girl singer was Maxine Gray, who was, unofficially, the first champagne lady for Lawrence Welk. She left his band to join Hal Kemp. Well, that's it for hour number 1. Coming up after the break, more comedy records and more of the hits from this weekend in 1936 on Seems Like Old Times.